Campus.
Hello, everybody. It's Stephen here at Hellfire Radio, and we've got Steve from Refs here. So how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. I've seen your record is now out for 1 month, and it's even sold out right now at Bandcamp. Was that something you expected?
No, to be honest with you, because it's very unknown still, you know, and we don't really, you won't see us in magazines or anything really. So unexpected, but very nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're still in very unknown band. I think, as far as I know, you're still an underground band in California, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're an underground band in our hometown, you know?
I mean, of course, but maybe you're not an underground band for so long because you, of course, you've got a famous singer, you know, Jim Lindbergh from Pennywise is there, so maybe it will help.
Right, hopefully, right.
But how did you all guys get together? Was it, I think you're not in for the money, right?
There's no money for it, so yeah, we're in it for the love of punk rock, you know? Yeah, well, Jim and I've really known Jim since 2004. I played in an old band called 1208, and we were on the Deconstruction Tour with Pennywise, you know, the Beatsteaks, Lagwagon, and so I really got to know him pretty good. So later on, years later, after 1208 had broken up, Jim started the Black Pacific, and he called me to see if I wanted to audition, and we jammed for a month, and he ended up going with the Dropkick Murphys guitar player, but we still kept in touch, you know? And so I formed my old friends that were playing in the Darlings. We said, hey, we really like Off and Black Flag. Let's just make 5 or 6 songs really quick and see how they sound. And they sounded good. So then we said, okay, well, now we need a singer. So then I decided to send Jim a message and say, hey, do you know anyone that would want to sing? And he said, let me hear the songs. And then he said, can I sing? And we said, oh, please, you know?
And it sounds pretty awesome. I know the Black Pacific, they were also here in Germany, so it's kind of interesting to see that Jim has got a lot of side projects, by the way.
You know, it's, say, being a musician might be like being an actor, you know? You do so many action movies, then maybe you want to do a different type of movie, you know?
And now you're going back to very old school sound. And I think you as a guitar player, I hear there's also stuff that rock bands nowadays wouldn't even do, like putting an echo on the guitar sound or on the bass.
Yeah, because you know what? My favorite type of music is, you know, 1990s kind of rock and roll. I love Nirvana, you know, I love Mudhoney and the Melvins and, for Germany, I love the Beatsteaks. I love their guitar playing, you know? So I wanted to bring that back, not so much new punk rock, but more old school punk rock, like Nirvana, Black Flag type stuff.
But in my opinion, Beatsteaks is not old school punk rock because they're very famous here in Germany and they are also played on casual radio stations.
Not here. No one knows who they are. Yeah, I knew who they were because I got to play with them for 2 weeks, but I love their sound, man. They're so good. They're what's that song? Hello Joe is a great song. That sounds like, I know it's an ode to Joe Strummer, but that sounds like old school Clash, you know? And then a lot of the Beatsteaks music kind of sounded old Faith No More a little bit. Mike Patton kind of, you know?
Okay. Because so. Hello Joe is also a song which is also very often played on the radio here.
I like it. Yeah.
Pretty. So maybe you've got, maybe there will be a tour in Germany or something. I don't know.
I hope we can play. I hope the Wraths can go to Germany sometime. That was my favorite country in Europe. So I like, I have a relative living in, I think it's called Pyrmont.
Maybe it will work out. We will never know. But first of all, your first debut record is out. So you've recorded in your rehearsal room, or was it a professional studio?
No, it was a professional studio. It's called Screaming Leopard, like a leopard, like a tiger almost, you know, a big cat. Screaming Leopard. And it's in Hermosa Beach, same, you know, our little town. And small studio, but very, very good sound. Nice people that work. So
you're just a young band, as far as I know. I think you founded in 2013 or 14.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how many gigs did you play, or is it? I don't know. Just a local band, I think.
Just a local band. Yeah, we've only played two shows. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, we played a show for Jim's 50th birthday party, and we played a show with that band Unwritten Law. It was pretty fun. So, basically, knowing that Jim is very busy, and Pennywise is one of the biggest punk bands in the world, there's not a lot of time to schedule shows. So everything we do has to be last second, you know?
So you just have time to practice a little bit?
It seems so, you know? But, yeah, and then we're talking about recording four more songs, you know, just to get some music. We have a lot of ideas, so... but we'll probably play some shows this summer. We're talking about playing on the 4th of July down on the beach, you know?
So on the National Americans Day. So what can the people expect then?
I mean, just we're good punk rock, no bullshit, no pop punk, you know, none of that crap, you know. there's some good bands that do pop punk, but then there's a good amount, a lot of bands that are just shit, you know.
Okay, who, for example?
I don't want to say because I'm friends with some of them, you know. You know how you have friends that they're nice people, but they just do things that are not to your liking, you know?
Yeah, but so, that's life.
That is life. You just, if they're a nice person, give them respect. You don't necessarily have to respect their art, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people need to earn money, so that's what people do.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And there's probably a lot of people that think my band sucks, you know? So you can't really, it just goes with the territory.
Yeah, there are also people who think that the music we play on the radio sucks. So when you do art, I think, there are always people who hate the thing you do. So
that's true.
Thanks for your interview. So maybe one question, what about Germany? Will you try to get the record out here?
Yeah, I know that they just, the album, you can buy it for digital download, you know, that's digital download with free shipping, you know. But then I know they're making the record label Bird Attack Records. They have, they're making CDs too. So that's good. So if you purchase it from the United States, they'll ship it to Deutschland, you know, that's good.
And what about the record? Will you sell the record again somehow because it's sold out on Bandcamp?
I want to, you know, because it came out on red vinyl, you know? So I think it would be cool if it came out on a different color, you know? So that's my vote, Steven. I said, hey, let's do a black and red swirl record. That would look cool, you know?
Yeah. But yeah. Not only 100 pieces or 200 pieces like this time, because there are people who want to buy it.
I know, right? We should do another 300 in a different color. So I'm really proud of the album, though. I did a few things. Well, collectively, we as a band did a few things to distance ourselves from Pennywise, because when you have a singer for, like, say, Greg Graffin from Bad Religion, right? The singer for Bad Religion. Say he started a new band. It would be very easy for people to say, that sounds just like Bad Religion. So with Jim, I didn't want people to say we sound just like Pennywise, because then what's the point, you know? So we really tried to give a really old school sound, you know, and hopefully we did a good job. So
let the people hear it right now here on Hellfire Radio. What song do you want to hear?
Back of the Line. That's a good song. I like that song.
That sounds good. So we play now Back on the Line, Doing Time with Steve from Refs. Thank you.
Thanks, Steven. www.kölncampus.com